And now, live from the middle of Robin Hood country, here's Paul B. Edwards with a minor sapling and Tony Hearn with a major oak. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Take Tolo.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is your heterosexual violence house outside the world.
It's a strange place I live in. No walls to keep you out. And we're waiting here, biding our time, waiting for nothing. Just living in a house outside the world. I'm living in a house outside the world. No one told me why I live here. I don't know what's expected of me. It's lonely inside and lonelier outside. Divorced from reality. Just living in a house outside the world.
Listening to Lounge Exotica 3000 underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was your heterosexual violence. track called How Outside the World. They are London, I'd say psych punk sort of thing, originally formed in 1982. And then they've got back together now. And you can find out more about them by going to their Bandcamp page, which is...
Your heterosexual violence at bandcamp.com?
It's your HV, Y-O-U-R-H-V, for heterosexual violence. .bandcamp.com, make it all of the internet one, Tony, nil. If we get more from them, we will play it. I've got some additional material for you, Tony.
Excellent.
If you've got a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email... Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. We've only gone and got two tone.
Excellent.
We've only got two poems. That's right. So let's hear from Chris Ridgeway first, I believe he has his own jingle these days, Tone. And it goes.
Ridgeway.
Yeah. Right. But another email from Chris. This time he says, Gooper Gooper, inspired by last week's show. I get lots of great ideas from the show, but rarely finish them. Welcome to my world, Chris. Hope I'm not too late. Of course you're not. And he's put, this poem's called Not Acoustic Nonsense. And here goes. It takes two to tango, but one to masturbate. Dance shoes make foot pain grow. Wanking makes you feel great. So we should all spank it and stay off the dance floor. But if punk, then crank it and go slam dance some more. Apoog. Hope you and all the listeners have a great punky week. We also heard from Jeff. Let's hear his thing. The boys called Jeff. So proud of that.
Excellent.
And Jeff says, a haiku. Here goes. Now, you know Jeff's normally dark.
Yeah.
He's not letting us down this week.
Excellent.
He says, my mum used to say, slow and steady wins the race. She died in a fire. Yeah, when I read the first line of that, I went, mama used to say, kick it in your stride. Do you remember that song? Probably nope. Not. You'd have been a bit young for it. It was a bit of a jazz funk from the early 80s that I didn't like at the time, and I don't really like now, but that did make me think of it. Thank you, Jeff. Let's hear this thing again. The boys called Jeff. So proud of that.
Excellent.
If you have a joke or pain for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. And thanks to both Chris and Jeff for effectively keeping this section going in recent, not just months, but years. Next track this week, band called the Peppermint Kicks, Tony. They are power pop from Boston and the first of three in a row that we're playing via Rum Bar Records. How about that? They have a new single out right now. What is the Peppermint Kicks Bandcamp page?
PeppermintKicks.bandcamp.com?
It's the PeppermintKicks.bandcamp.com. Make it poorly, is it too? Tony Neil. Ha 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 ha. This is Radio Wham Bam Boom. Listening to Mullet Monster Matthew underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Peppermint Kicks and a track called Radio Wham Bam Boom. Great song. Actually, all the songs this week, they're always great, aren't they? Make sure you check them out. ThePepermintKicks.bandcamp.com. Have you got any Facebook comments for us, Tony?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle. Thanks, well, thanks for Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook.
Right, I took a pause then, didn't
you
I?
You did. I like it.
It was my turn to fool you. I should note as well that in the Punky Radio recording studio where I am right now, of course, I've actually left the front window open. So hopefully we'll get some aggressive youths shouting at each other before the end of the show that will be picked up by the mic. But anyway.
Lovely. Thanks for Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do go to our page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave the comment, do get in touch. Easiest way to do so, respond to last week's show post. If you also fancy doing a bit more of that, you can go to the Punky group. Doesn't matter. I'll see you either way. Just two this week.
I'll see you, baby. Shaking that ass.
Concrete Funhouse got in touch.
Hank Tullow Concrete Funhouse. That's what people should just call Coventry from now on. Yeah. It's a concrete funhouse.
A concrete house.
What they called it.
They say, hey, thanks for playing the new single. Good to hear you liked it. Thank you very much.
Absolutely our pleasure, Concrete Funhouse. Concrete Funhouse! This is the concrete jungle.
Psycho Mart got in touch.
Hank Tullow Psycho Mart.
Hank Tullow.
Hello. And he says, just wanted to ask how much the monthly subscription would be for Tony fans. To look at those lovely feet.
It's Tony fans.
Tony fans.
God, he hasn't even got the website right. How's he ever
it's going to be useless. And he also says, will there be a Punky Radio discount? Just asking for a friend. I and Mike. Who knows? Psycho
Well,
Mart, you know.
I don't know. Hang on, I thought you said that was for Psycho Mart.
It's Psycho Mart asking for Iron Mike.
Oh, asking for Iron Mike. Right, I do now understand. Sorry about that, fellas. I'm a bit slow. Well, I don't know. What sort of charges are there for normal OnlyFans? I can say with my hand on my heart, Tony, uh-huh. I have never visited OnlyFans under any circumstances, so I know nothing about it or indeed how much the subscriptions would be. You, however, I'm sure are a regular. So what do they normally charge? Only for research for your own site.
Well, I think there's usually a range. I'm obviously going to have to do some proper research. And of course, this would be business, so
of course,
tax deductible.
Of course, yeah. So something like a tax deductible, wank. Cheer up my week.
A TDW, that's what you want.
That's right. Straight in with the acronym. A TDW.
TDW. Nominal code 2400.
I just want to get drunk in the shed.
Yeah, exactly. Who knows? Listen for more news on that. Maybe I'll launch it in the second half of the year. Who knows?
Well, if you launched your own site, Tony Fans, what do you think would be fair? The photographs of your feet, I think that's what I had suggested.
I think $5 a month is for a starting layer. If you can get, basically, I think it starts from the bottom up, into the toes, the feet. $5 gets you the foot. And I think the more you spend per month,
gets you all the toes, doesn't it?
Exactly, yeah, you just want the toes.
The buck a toe.
$10 gets you an ankle.
Gets you both feet, doesn't it?
Obviously. It's multiple toes, isn't it? You know, a maximum of 10 toes for $5. That's not bad.
That's fantastic.
But it just goes up.
So then $10 gets you an ankle.
Ankle, and then $100, $500, whatever it might be.
No, I was just about to say, at which point the Islamic community stop being interested because they're not going any higher.
No.
They might come back for the hands.
And the older I get, the bollocks will probably start about $15. Right. So, yeah. Who knows? Look, I've got to come up with a pricing plan. I appreciate that. But,
yeah.
People get what they want, don't they? That's it for Facebook.
I'm a bit shocked. But that concludes.
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tell you that.
No.
Frankie Boyle, well, you've actually, I know that quite clearly in the back of your mind, there was a price list there, probably before you'd had the idea for the website, to be honest.
capitalist scumfuck. Excuse me.
CF, as I like to call it. It's not C. What is it? Capitalist S C S F.
C S F.
Yeah. What was the other one? Already forgotten.
T D W.
What was that?
Tax deductible wank.
Yeah. And then what was it? Capitalist scumfuck. CSF. Yeah. I hope you're jotting these down, listeners. Because we will have forgotten in 2 months.
Absolutely.
And that's what's happening now. We're playing two in a row, both via Run Bar Records. Take Tom of Malibu. Woo. Stay tuned for Foxy. Not that Foxy, another Foxy. I'll talk about it in a minute. That's the only thing that's going to confuse you about them. But first, Muck and the Myers, Tony. They got a new album out, Muck and the Myers. I wanted to go and see them on May the 10th. They even invited me to go and see them on May the 10th. But things got in the way of my plans with me and Muck and the Myers on May the 10th. So I didn't go. But anyway, got to get their new album. In my opinion, it's their best one yet. And the bar was set high. All the way from Boston, Massachusetts, they are Beat Legends, Tony. But what is Muck and the Myers' website?
muckandthemyers.com.
muckandthemyers.com. It's Tony Wan. He's on the board. Paulie Muniz, that too. Stay tuned for Foxy. This is The World's Gone Mad.
Dogging.
Ready for the show, come on, let's go. Ready for the crowd, it's gonna get loud. It's all I ever wanted, it's all I ever needed. You and me tonight, feel so right. Tell your mom and dad, I ain't that bad. A little dangerous, it's all I ever wanted.
Be alright tonight, tonight. You're the one.
You're listening to The Fuse of These Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Foxy and a track called Tonight, Tonight. They are Southern Californian punks, Tony. What is Foxy's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Foxy Band.
It's Facebook.com/Foxy Band USA. And the reason for that is there are a number of bands called Foxy down the years. Make sure you go to Facebook.com/Foxy Band USA to find the right ones. If that wasn't confusing enough, the fact that the track, I believe it's called Tonight, Tonight, but on the press release that came through from Malibu Woo, it said it was called Tonight. And then when I looked at it on their page, it appeared to be called Tonight, Tonight, Tonight.
So
I'm just calling it, that was Foxy and Tonight, 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 Tonight. What you like about it the most, Tony, is that the first four letters of Tonight do spell Tony.
Yeah.
If we call it Tonight, 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 it's effectively Tony, 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 Tony. And I've just thought of that. It's Tonight, Tonight, it's a half a Tony. It's Foxy.
Lovely.
They never want to hear again. But anyway, great song as well. And I believe that concludes the input from Rumbar Records this week. But you know, you never know, do you?
Well,
you just never know.
You never know.
My more personal question for you, as it is now probably the Internet 3 and Tony 1 is, did you do anything last week?
It was all work, I think. I had Saturday off, but it was all work well from that. No band practice, no nothing. I watched a bit of telly. Watched half of Heretic, is a Hugh Grant horror.
Right.
Which was proper fucking
creepy. A Hugh Grant horror? I haven't seen a Hugh Grant horror since his first feature film, The Lair of the White Worm.
I've seen that one.
Which is not worth watching.
Right. This is...
But entertaining. And what's the name... Amanda Donahoe gets it all out in it.
Oh, lovely.
She's a vampire witch and she dunks him in a pool, I think, from memory.
I had many TDWs to Amanda Donahoe back in the day before I could even knew what TDW was.
Right.
Lovely lady. Saved quite a few
pounds.
I never
fancied her.
Did you not?
No, she was skin and grief.
Hmm.
I like the fuller figure, Tony.
Fair enough. Skin and grief. Yeah, Heretic's worth your time. We're only turned off because it sort of creeping stuff out a bit too much. But yeah.
What is she, five?
it got proper creepy.
If it gets proper creepy, maybe I'll give it a go.
Yeah, no, it's worth it. I think it was good. We'll finish it off when it's light. I think that's about it. How was your week?
It's daytime viewing, Paul. You don't want it to be the last thing we get out then. Well, we'll talk about the films first then. So last week I watched two films of interest. One was The Banshees of Inisherin. Have you seen it?
I have.
Right, what do you think of it?
I thought it was a good film, but it was a bit dark and a bit weird and a bit sad.
Yeah, it's dark, weird and sad, but did you notice the appalling error at the very start of the film?
No.
Oh, I did. Because I noticed this shit. I should have been a continuity guy in films. Right? There's a bit at the very start when Colin Farrell's character walks into the pub.
Yeah.
And as he shuts the door, you see a poster on the wall and it says Irish whiskey. And the whiskey is spelt W-H-I-S-K-Y.
Oh.
That's Scotch. Irish whiskey is W-H-I-S-K-E-Y. I asked my Scotch expert about it. And she went, that's absolutely disgraceful. I went, I know. Did they leave it in there on purpose or was it a mistake? I'm thinking mistake, Tony. That's the first thing.
Okay.
Now, I did sort of like it. Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah.
It was all right. I'm not doing any massive spoiler alerts here. It didn't really get fun for me until the fingers started flying off. Right. But I watched a film that came on straight after it that I hadn't heard of before that I believe is called The Last Bus, starring Timothy Spall.
Oh, that looks depressing as hell as well.
As a Cornish pensioner.
Yeah.
Who starts off in John O'Groats and he's on a mission. It's a quest. It's kind of a road movie. He's got to make his way to the other end of Great Britain and Land's End on a succession of buses, and he's got to do it the same way that him and his missus did it on the way up many, many years ago. And, you know, it was a little bit obvious in places. There were bits when you knew what was going to happen. There were bits when that's latent stereotyping. There were bits all the way through. I thought I didn't like it. And in the last 5 minutes, Tony, when he reached his destination, I bawled like a girl stuck in a lift.
There you go.
OMG, Tony. I was super emotional. I proper started crying, right? What's going on here? So, if it can reduce me to tears, I would say it is probably quite a good and powerful film and might be worth watching if you like whimsical, small budget British dramas.
I'm not saving any tax on that film.
No, I'd be there. Well, they said that Schindler's List was a three-hander movie. I'm not sure I got through that many. But anyway, as the antidote to that, I decided to watch some episodes of Rick and Morty from season 5 and 6, because season 7 is just starting now, and I absolutely love that. But yesterday, Saturday, when we're recording this show, Saturday afternoon, I only went and saw Black Cat Boppers, Tony, at Billy Bootleggers in Nottingham, a free gig. I may have mentioned the other week, Billy Bootleggers are doing a number of free sort of late afternoon, early evening shows, and they were absolutely brilliant. And I caught up with the band, because I know half of them, and I was really, really pleased to see them. They were brilliant, absolutely brilliant. And I will mention some of the other gigs that will be coming up in future weeks. For example, I'm going to be going to see MFC Chicken there on a Sunday afternoon in July. Also, I recommend you come along. But Black Cat Boppers were so good that I thought that our From the Vaults this week should be by them, even though if we had played the Black Cat Boppers song, it was a long, long time ago. I used to be in touch with Roy a bit on Facebook, the lead singer, and Colin, the drummer, I know quite well, as we both used to be on the stand-up comedy circuit. But anyway, I was looking around for things that I could play from. Most of the stuff they've got on YouTube is live and doing various festivals and things all over the world, by the way. But then I found their cover of Guns of Brixton. And we played a cover of Guns of Brixton a few weeks back. And I think we may have played the original Guns of Brixton late last year. I think this is the third time we will have played a version of Guns of Brixton in 6 months.
Right.
If you want to find out more about Black Cat Boppers, go to their website, which is
blackcatboppers.co.uk.
It's blackcatboppers.com, and the K is the cat is with a K, like Kit Kat. Black Cat, Kit Kat. You know what I'm saying? It's a Black Cat Shuffle. Blackcatboppers.com. Put it in set 4, Tony 1. All the way from Southampton, Tony, all the way from the South Coast. This is the rather marvellous Black Cat Boppers and a brilliant version of Guns of Brixton.
Sugar and bruise us, but you have to answer too.
You're listening to Sitterbits and the Fireflies of February underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Black Cat Boppers and the very obvious Guns of Brixton, done in a kind of rock and roll way, and I hope you appreciate it as much as I do. I think it's fantastic. I will also say that I just mentioned Sitterbits and the Fireflies of February. We may have a new bed coming from Jar Wobble, which I'm very excited about. But anyway, more of that maybe in a fortnight's time. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Don't care anymore.
Thanks for your gigs. Have any gigs for me? Don't forget, you can email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, and how much is watching them play. You haven't done. I'm doing a gig, but it's the wedding, so no one can come to that.
Oh, it's the wedding.
It's the wedding gig. That's this Saturday. So, yeah, but if
take some photos of it, Tony. Oh. Take some photos of the bride and groom and maybe send to me just so I can maybe have a little cheeky TTW.
You can reduce your tax burden a bit.
Yeah.
Yes, so if you are...
I do need to empty my sack.
This weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, is the Bristol Punks Picnic.
Brilliant.
Which I don't know if I'm aware of this before, but it's...
Oh, Tony, I love it when the Punks Picnics come around because Luke helped organise the Birmingham one, didn't he?
Ah, yes, he would have done, wouldn't he?
Yeah, it's Punks Picnic season.
Yes. So, Friday night, Pizza Tramp are playing with the...
Fantastic.
Along with the Wankies.
I'm sold already.
Yeah, it's a great lineup.
How do you know? When's the last time you spent any time with the Wankies, Tony?
That's a great lineup. I'm seeing all of them. So we've got loads of bands on.
Oh, sorry.
So yeah, so it's so they're on Friday. That's and so the Friday night is at the Lion, 7 till 11. The Saturday is at More Beer. We've got Verrucas.
Hang on.
What's that?
Who's making the sandwiches? I thought these punks picnics. I thought they happened in a field and that.
Well, yeah, surely there must be some kind of sandwich going on. Yeah. Don't know. Never been.
Who's making the sandwiches?
So, yeah. Oh, the picnic part is on Castle
There's
Park.
There's a safety pin in me, cheese and tomato.
There you go. Yeah, so the picnic is beforehand.
Right,
starting from the top. Friday night, I'm here now, I've got it. Friday night, Lion, 7 to 11. And then Saturday, 21st, 1 p.m. to 4, there's a picnic on Castle Park.
Here we go.
Bring your own food, drinks and tunes. We're heading over to the Exchange. So it's the Exchange starts at 4 till 1 a.m. And you've got Verrucas, wow. Menstrual Cramps, Jawless, loads of bands.
That's a good old lineup as well.
And then on Sunday, that's at More Beer, that's at 2 p.m. till 8. And Pussy Liquor, Glue Bag, and Electric Cowboy Club are playing.
It's an Electric Cowboy Club that I want to see out there.
Stooges influenced rock and roll.
Brilliant, yeah. I'll be right on my street.
It's £25 for the weekend, or each one is about £10. It's 15 for Saturday and Sunday. Yeah,
great value.
If you're in the Bristol area and you fancy a sandwich,
do
check it out. It's the picnics are back.
Just make sure that you check your ham and cheese for gob. That sounds brilliant, actually.
Yeah, it should be good.
And that's it, is it?
That's it. So, for gigs.
So, that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide. La 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 la.
Yeah, try and link those two up.
Yeah.
Right. I thought what I'd do now is play two songs in a row.
All right.
Stay tuned for Low Ranger, a man I love, who we'll be talking about shortly. But first, a band we love, Kaiser Killers, Tony. They're an English power pop punk band. They've got one of the best background bios I think I've ever read by any band ever. Full details at their website, which is...
KaiserKillers.com?
It's KaiserKillers.uk.
Right.
That's it, KaiserKillers, KaiserKillers, Kaiser Killers, as in the Kaiser Keller, which was the place the Beatles played in Hamburg all those years ago, but they're Kaiser Killers, isn't it? KaiserKillers.uk, probably means that. Is that 5-1?
I think it might be. Yeah.
Is it 4-2 or 5-1?
I think it's 5-1. I don't think I've
got more than you. Let's leave it at that for the time being, because I don't think you're going to win it this week anyway. So it's Paulie B and Internet more, Tony less. Stay tuned for Low Ranger, but first of all, Kaiser Killers, Love Conquers All.
Night of the Brown Hole. We'll be right back.
listening to Desoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Low Ranger and a track called Only You. It's a new single from the one-man band from Mantua, Italy. I absolutely love it. We'll talk about it in just a second. What is Low Ranger's Bandcamp page?
Lowranger.bandcamp.com.
It's Low Ranger and then the numeric one. Bandcamp.com. Lowranger1.bandcamp.com makes it probably be in the internet even more, Tony even less. Well, Tony less. And it does suggest that he messed up his Bandcamp page the first time. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Great song as well. And when I saw it, I thought, is this a cover version? There have been a number of songs called Only You. And as I listened to it, I thought, no, because I don't think anyone else has actually covered a song or anyone has written a song with those lyrics, Tony.
Right.
It was absolutely perfect. After Kaiser Killer's Love Conquers All, that it would be something like, Only You Will Let Me Drink From Your Tits.
Oh, nice.
Superb. Absolutely super. Love the guy. Find out more, Low Ranger, and then the numeric one, .bandcamp.com. All of the Low Ranger's material and all of the Moggies, who are a rock and roll band, on the same label. If you go to Soundtrack, if you just Google Soundtrack Farm, you'll find that there's an awful lot of their material there that's just free to download. So if you like that song, you can get a lot more for nowt.
Cool.
I love that. Cool. I love the Italians, man.
Yeah.
A lot of time for them.
Cool.
So anyway, that's me, Lowe's, you not much.
Mm.
Are you doing anything this week?
Apart from the work side of it, so as mentioned, it's the big day for someone. So Friday night we're doing last minute practice with the bedding band, and then because the Saturday is the gig, Saturday is the wedding, we're going to be playing on the Saturday at some point, 6 o'clock. And I, of course, by big day I do mean get to see me. Yeah.
The wedding is obviously secondary.
Yeah, you know, you're welcome.
Yeah.
And then Sunday, I think we might be having a Bocker's Babies practice. So it's been a quiet week. Well, it's gonna, that's weekend, but this weekend it's going to be pretty full on. Just trying to get back into swing of it. I think that's about it. What are you up to?
Well, this time next week I'll be on holiday with the Germans in Mallorca.
Lovely.
So I am having to do some prep for that, getting things ready so that when I go away I can come back to something that's not a nightmare. I'm lodger free now, which is nice. I've got the entire place to myself, and yes, Tony, I have completed my mission. So anyway, I actually did some weeding the other day, and a mountain of weeds that I've now got a big pile of them in the backyard where weeds used to be, so I'm not sure I've really done myself much of a favour. I did leave a Facebook post about it to say that the backyard resembled a French tondu circa 1946, and I don't think many people knew what a tondu was. You know what the tondus were?
Nope.
It means, the French translation is shaven woman. Any female collaborators outed after the Second World War, they roughly shaved their heads so they were kind of clumpy, and they exiled them from villages and made them march through the streets and pointed fingers at them and threw shit at them. It was all awful. Right. Anyway, my back garden looks like that.
Okay.
So that's that, done that. Also, just when I thought there wasn't any football, there keeps being football. So there's the Club World Cup, there's the under-21s Euros, I was watching that this afternoon. There's all sorts going on. I am enjoying that as well. And the only other thing I need to work out this week, in fact, I can say this, I'm going to ask you in advance, have you got a twat?
I do.
Oh, you do? All right, well, in that case, then, I'm going to say this now. I read something the other day that it's all younger people writing these things, Tony. They shouldn't give younger people felt tips. Because they write things that make no sense to older people. I read an article this week by some young writer, arguing that the Western world will not be safe until we rid it of toxic masculinity. Right?
Right.
Fuck that. Right, we got to keep toxic masculinity, Tony. I'm going to explain exactly why. If we rid the Western world of toxic masculinity, who's going to put the fucking shelves up? Lesbians?
There you go.
Like,
I don't know.
No, that's
I don't
it.
Know.
Who's going to put the fucking shelves up? Mm-hmm. We need some toxic masculinity to get shit done. Right then.
Fair enough.
I expect that to go down particularly well with you, but I did expect a bit more than silence.
No, I didn't know what I don't know.
Fortunately, there's Danny Cleaver to the rescue.
GrievousAngles@bandcamp.com. Oh, sorry, go on, come on.
And my question for you is,
uh-huh.
What are his favourite song? He's a Yorkshire one man badness, Tony. That's what he is. He's fucking brilliant. He's got his band. There is a band called The Cleavers that are Scottish that he was in. I think he's doing stuff with them again. But he does his own stuff as well. He's absolutely brilliant. He gets in touch with us whenever he brings out something. We always say, sweet. This one's from his latest album. I did say to him to start with, can you send us the quickest ones? He sent us all of them. Most of them were quick. This was actually a little bit slower. But hey, when you see the title of it, you'll realise why I'm so in tune with it, Tony. Mm. What I'd like to know is, what is Danny Cleaver's Bandcamp page?
GrievousAngles.bandcamp.com.
No, it's a pair of woolly ones with a check design. Yes, it's grievousangles.bandcamp.com. GrievousAngles angles.bandcamp.com, which makes it Tony marginally more, Paulie B and the internet still quite a bit more, and this is Dark Feelings. Listening to Guitar Me of One underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Danny Cleaver, a track called Dark Feelings. Find out more, grievousangles.bandcamp.com. He's a wonderful man. Check him out. Have you got, and by that I don't mean hang about outside his house, check out his music. Have you got a twat, Tony?
I do.
Woohoo! Let's hear about it. Oh, in fact, Let's do that thing.
Is a twat. Is a twat. Is a twat. Is a twat.
There it is indeed.
Well done.
Thanks for your track nominations. If you have a twat for me, don't forget, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination, or to ask you for thanks every time I wanted to. Stiv's been back in touch.
Heg Tolo, Stiv.
And he says, Heg Tolo, Tony.
That fucking time.
I know. Republican Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa defended herself after drawing attention for...
I don't owe her anything.
No. George, do you attend
Delaware? She wore a brand new jersey. Does that fall, don't you?
After joint attention for telling a town hall attendee worried about proposed changes to Medicaid that we are all going to die for heaven's sake.
That is true.
The senator, the senator later dug in and posted a sarcastic apology video to Instagram. I made an incorrect assumption that everyone in the auditorium understood that, yes, we're all going to perish from this earth, so I apologise. Ernst said in the video, I'm really glad that I didn't have to bring up the subject of the tooth fairy as well.
Oh, blimey.
For telling us that there
was... We're all going to lose my teeth. Trust me, kids, I have.
Yeah. There's no going back.
Yeah.
For telling us...
Don't bother with a dentist. Don't bother with doctors. Don't bother with anyone. Just go live in the woods.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what anyone who doesn't agree with this shit should do. They should just go and live in the woods. I don't mean like survivalists, those twats. They shouldn't arm themselves and go and live in the woods. Just go and live in the woods. We will ignore you.
Hmm. Yeah. We ignore them anyway.
Don't go in the woods.
Okay. I'll try not to.
That's a song by the Demented Argo that we played the other week.
Oh, okay.
Don't go in the woods unless you're one of these fucking idiots like he is. So, yes, we, of course, need Medicaid.
Yeah. So, you see, for telling us...
Have to say, I'm sorry to interrupt you there, but I was half expecting a gang of youths to walk by shouting and causing bother down the hill, but instead pushing two prams up the hill. I've got two of the most delicious, yummy mummies to have ever walked up my street. Can we finish this show quick? I'm not going to need to chase them.
Oh, well, yeah, okay. But Steve carries on for telling us there was no tooth fairy, and then is it okay to cut medical care for the poor because we're all going to die anyway? Joni Ernst, Senator from Iowa, USA, is a twat. He does say, P.S. Thanks for fixing the podcast link. That's okay. So I could hear great bands like Sergeant Bilko and Danny Cleaver. And of course, Danny Cleaver.
Fair enough. Well, you know, just Danny Cleaver again there.
Grievousangles.bandcamp.com. Of course.
Once Tony's learned something, it stays learned.
It's me, my final thought as I leave this
earth. If your last words are great, Tangle's got bank that would be fantastic.
But yeah, so we're all right with this, aren't we?
Do you have any last words, Mr. Hearn, before we applied the fatal injection? Grievous Angles, not bank. Oh, that's the movie I want to see. I've even called it a movie. Look at me getting all American. That's the film that I want to see. Tony's last words.
It's my own Rosebud, isn't it?
Rosebud. Scream the tangle! Citizen Tone is waiting to be made. No, Citizen Hearn. It'd be Citizen Hearn, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I'm having too much fun. Go on, let's prat him.
Right, so... telling us there's no tooth fairy and it's okay to cut medical care for the poor because we're going to die anyway. Joni Ernst, Senator from Iowa, is a twat.
I didn't realise we were actually going to twat him for saying there's no tooth fairy. Well, absolutely fine. Let's hear the thing again.
Is a twat. Is a twat. Is a twat. Is a twat.
Shiny elbows.
Excellent.
One last track this week. I wasn't expecting to descend into such giggles in this show. One last band, Tony. They're called Alien Boys. And you know what's interesting about Alien Boys, Tony?
No.
They're all girls.
Ah.
They are Vancouver punks. They've got a new EP. This is brilliant. They did it in one take. Four tracks in one take, and it's out, and it's brilliant. You can find out more about them by going to their website, which is...
alienboys.com.
I really thought you were going to say Grievous Ankles. It's alienboys.ca, as in
California, Canada.
Canada, yeah, because it's Vancouver. AlienVoice.ca. When you hear this song and you realise they did it in one take, you're going to realise just how brilliant it is. It's probably been internet loads, Tony not very many, and this is Punching Concrete. That's about the size of it for this week. That was Alien Boys, Punching Concrete. What a track, what a band. Find out more, alienboys.ca. Maybe you can mention one or two ways people can listen to the show in a way they haven't done before, Tony.
Yeah, don't forget, visit our website, punkyradio.com. Latest shows on the front page. All the shows are on there. If you ever find yourself in difficulty of finding the podcast, check out the website. Very important. Also find us online at various stations like PadunkRadio.com, RadioAndrews.se, RadioFolkestone.com. If you're down with the fire, you can find us on the Spotify app. Assuming they haven't deleted us or at some point, but PunkRadio.com is still your fallback anyway. Amazon Music.
Because there won't even be a place for us in the woods now, will there?
There won't, no.
Like comments.
Absolutely not.
Not welcome in the woods.
No. What belongs in the woods is the Alexa. There's a skill for it. Will she learn to escape the woods with the skill? Probably not, but that's all right. Dump your Alexa in the woods this weekend. That's what Pinky Radio would do.
And if you do have a girlfriend, call Alexa. We're not suggesting that you take her into the woods and finish your long-term relationship.
I don't know.
That's that, is it?
Yeah, suck, that's it, yeah. Enough.
I should explain as well. I have been drinking like a Roman centurion throughout this show, so I'm glad that we've got there at all. Next week's show is a time-travelling best of the first 6 months. Get excited about that. In the meantime, say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog.
Bunch of guns, yeah. Shitty,